All right, welcome back to the Jeff Blair Show with Stephen Brunt, joined now by John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet and Toronto FC on the weekend. I guess, John, there's sort of markers along the way if you're Toronto FC. The ultimate goal, of course, is winning the MLS Cup, winning the championship. But you kind of like to collect as much hardware as you can along the way. And I would imagine that the Shield certainly counts as that for Toronto FC, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they you know, identified this as one of their goals at the, you know, start of the season. And it's interesting, you know, Bill Manning, the club president, he commissioned the painting of this kind of mural in the weight room of the club's training facility. And it sort of shows, you know, what they've already achieved, you know, getting to the MLS Cup final last year, but also kind of, you know, their future goals. And clearly, you know, I think in the center of the mural was Supporter Shield. So this was something that they wanted to win. But I think more important than that, you know, you can't sort of overstate how important it is in terms of the playoff picture. I mean, this secures them home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. Mm. Even if they get to MLS Cup, they're going to host at that BMO field. They're going to host the decisive second legs in the conference semifinals and the conference finals. So that's a massive advantage in a league like MLS. So that to me is, I kind of think, the most important byproduct of winning the Supporters Shield.
You know, every other league in the world, this is the goal, right? Win the league. And, right. You know, and whatever cup competition is secondary, you know, knockout competitions are secondary. I know the reason when MLS was formed, the reason they did this was for kind of North American tastes, because we like playoffs. We're used to that kind of a format. But, you know, I wonder sometimes, maybe it's, you know, the memories are too fresh of that championship game and watching them get knocked off, you know, on penalties by a team that wasn't as good. You know, this is the measure in this sport. The real measure is what you do over the course of a season. Maybe that's just by being conditioned to watching other leagues and the way they operate. But yeah, if you win the league in England or Spain or Italy or Germany, you know, that's a true measure of what your side is, you know, the quality of the team, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think in TFC's case, it's a measure of just how good and consistent they've been, right? I mean, they're on the cusp of, you know, the single greatest MLS season in the history of the league. You know, and they haven't fluked their way to, you know, this first place title. They've been, you know, by great length, you know, the best team in the league. Having said that, though, I mean, if you ask them, they'll tell you that, well, winning, you know, the Supporters Shield is hugely important. It's all about winning MLS Cup. And it's, you know, it's unfortunate that they sort of have to go that extra mile to sort of win the championship. I mean, and as you said, in any other country in the world, they'd be champions of MLS. But that's kind of the deal everyone makes, right? We all know this going in, so there's not much complaining or crying you can really do about it.
But it will, you know, if they do lose in, you know, it's anywhere short of winning the championship, it's going to feel awful, isn't it, John? Like this year, like after what happened last year, and then watching this season play out, this magnificent season play out, and, you know, they are, you know, they're the greatest team ever assembled in this league. They, right. You know, I think that's, you know, we're pretty, you can be pretty sound saying that right now. You know, if somehow, you know, whether it's by fluke or they just have a bad day and that's how the season ends, that's going to feel horrible.
Oh, absolutely. I think it would be a massive disappointment. I mean, the way they were set up, it was, they were trending towards winning MLS Cup. So if they don't do that, they fall short of their ultimate goal, and that's hugely disappointing. I wouldn't go so far as to say, as a lot of people have, saying that the season would be a failure if they don't win MLS Cup. I don't think you can classify a season where, you know, they win the second consecutive Canadian championship, they finish first place and win the Supporters Shield, they're potentially going to break the single season record for points. I don't think you can sort of dismiss that as, you know, a bad season or as a failure. There's no doubt winning MLS Cup, if they don't win that, massive disappointment. I just don't think you can write off this season entirely if they don't win it.
John, you pointed out in your article on Sportsnet.ca, you know, obviously there's a lot of a lot of focus in this city on Giovinco, Altidore, Bradley. But when you look at some of the pieces that were added through the draft, or some of the veteran international players that were brought in, I'm thinking of a Shea Roux, players of that caliber. Tim Bezbachenko and Bill Manning, they've done a really nice job of piecing this team together, haven't they? Beyond just kind of the stars, they've put together a pretty It's a pretty complex group in a lot of ways. Like, you can do a lot of things with this lineup.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's this notion out there that, you know, DPs win you sort of championships in this league, and it's just not true. I mean, no doubt that, you know, designated players will help you, but you need a good supporting cast too. I mean, you need guys like Justin Morrow and Drew Moore and Stephen Bateshore. These are MLS veterans who have been around the league, you know, a good long time. You need depth players. You need sort of, you know, the taste of international players, such as you said, Benoit Cheyrou. And for me, Victor Vasquez was just a gem of a player and someone that they've been tracking for a while. And when the, you know, chance to scoop him up became available, they did. And I think he's been a wonderful addition. He's been sort of the critical piece this year, has really elevated them from, not that they weren't good last year, because obviously they were, but he's sort of elevated them to another level. He's been that sort of link man in midfield that they've long needed. So, you know, these sort of supplementary pieces that might not get the same headlines or attention as, you know, Jozy Altidore and Michael Donnelly and Sebastian Giovinco, they're vitally important. You need these guys. You just don't need designated players. You need what I call foundational players to really sort of build a, you know, balanced and well-rounded side.
Mr. Molinaro, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this.
Anytime, guys.
Take care. That's John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet.